Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, darling.
Any change?
No. No, I'm afraid not.
Hello, Adam. Has the doctor been round?
Yes. Yeah. She told me the pressure in his brain, it's still high.
But it hasn't got any worse.
No. But I'd hoped it would come down by now. Because the longer it stays high, the...
Oh.
Mustn't think like that. But while he's lying here, just lying here,
no, it's awful.
Yeah, and I'm just talking and talking, and you run out of things to say.
I've brought another CD.
Oh, thank you, darling.
We could put that on.
Yes, yeah.
What do you think, Adam? I don't suppose it'll wake you up, but I like to think you can hear it.
I can't believe it. It's nearly May already. Where's this year gone?
I don't know.
But there it was, Mike struggling to put up the maypole on the green. Proof positive.
Yeah.
You seem a bit preoccupied, Mum. Something at work?
Well...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask, should I? You just have a nice, relaxing Sunday afternoon and forget it.
I'll try. Well, I think that's enough carrots and more than enough potatoes. Alan, really?
Amy likes her potatoes.
Well, I've put some in with the nut roast already.
Oh, well, you may be right. It's nice she can join us for lunch.
Yes, it is.
Although it does seem a shame she can't spend more time with Carl at weekends. She doesn't have that many free.
I suppose so.
Still, it's good he visits his grandmother so regularly. His family obviously mean a lot to him.
Yes. Alan.
Hey! Good news.
Oh, excellent. What is it?
Carl just rang me.
What, he can come to lunch? Oh, fine. Well, there's plenty of nut roast. Usha thinks I've done far too many potatoes.
Not as good as that. But he can take me out later. He's coming to pick me up after we've eaten.
Oh, well, great. Be nice to see him again.
It's mutual. He says he's looking forward to seeing you too.
Your gran and Auntie Lillian are coming in later.
That's nice.
Mm. Oh, hope Mum won't be too upset when she sees Adam.
Well, she's strong, Gran. And Auntie Lillian won't be lost for words.
No, that's true.
Is Ian coming?
Yeah, when he's finished at Grey Gables. Oh. Oh, I do wish Debbie was here. Even if it was only for a day.
Oh, Mum, you know she's tried. And she hopes she can come soon to give Dad a hand and stay longer.
I know, but she should come and see Adam. Kate, bless her, she'd have got on the next plane if I'd let her.
Yeah, but that's Kate. You know, Debbie would want to do things properly.
Yes. Well, I just hope that she...
What?
No. Nothing. No, it doesn't matter. Oh, let's stop that CD, Alice. Let's talk to him again.
So, these are for you, Usha. Oh,
thank you. What a big bunch.
Aren't they lovely?
They are. You really didn't need to bring me anything.
I don't like to come to a house empty-handed. So this is for you, Alan.
Oh, it's very generous of you. Thank you.
I remembered Amy said you liked Rioja.
I've got a good memory.
Yes, for the tiniest little detail.
That must be very useful. In your work.
I don't know about that. It's not a matter of life and death like it might be for Amy.
No.
So much responsibility. We're very proud of her.
Me too. Still, my job has its perks. Wednesday turned out to be quite a good evening, didn't it, Dulcia?
Oh, yes, it was interesting.
I got caught up with people I didn't really want to be with. How about you?
I was fine. So, have you had a good weekend?
Yes, thank you.
Carl's Nan's thrilled to hear that we know a bit about Mandeville.
Oh, I bet she is.
She's going to look out some old photos for me.
How kind. So you've told her about Amy's connections with Jamaica?
Of course. I tell her about everything important in my life.
Carl.
Like I said last week, she's very pleased that I'm dating a pastor's daughter.
Oh, yes, you did say that. I'd forgotten.
You don't have Carl's memory for detail.
I'm sure she does. She's a lawyer.
Yeah, she's like you, Carl. She saves it for work. Look, can we offer you a cup of tea?
Ian. It's good to see you.
Hi, Izzy.
No change.
No. Peggy and Lillian arrived yet?
Yeah, Mum's just taking them in.
Oh, good, good.
Gran asked Lillian to bring her, but Mum's worried seeing Adam might upset her.
Well, better than not seeing him. You imagine...
I know. Oh, here's Mum now.
Ian. Darling, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, how's Peggy? Is she coping all right?
Oh, yes. Just telling Adam all about Daryl and Alona.
Really?
Bless her.
Anyway, I've left them to it.
Maybe Adam's lying there wondering why she's telling him all this.
Yes. Yes, maybe. Anyway, I'll get us a drink. Do you want one, Ian? You, darling?
No, thanks. I'm all right.
You could get me a coffee.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm sure you can go in if you want, Ian. You'll be the one he wants to hear most.
If he can hear me. I mean, I think he can.
I'm sure of it. Look, I shan't be long.
Thanks, Mum.
It's all right.
Poor Mum.
Yeah. Must be so hard for her.
And you.
Yeah, it is, but Adam's her son. To see him like this.
Oh. Everyone's got their own special relationship with him, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
He's my big brother.
And he's...
He's everything to you. We know, Ian, so does he.
I hope so. I keep trying to remember when it was I last told him.
I keep thinking, how would it be?
No, Alice.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. It's all right. It's what we're all thinking, though we're trying not to.
It's only been 2 days.
Nearly three, and there's no change, is there? No change at all?
Okay, well, I think we should be making tracks.
Yeah, we should.
Well, it's great to see you, isn't it, love?
Oh, yes.
Carl, we really must have you around for a meal soon.
Yes, I'd like that.
I'll save this bottle of wine and we can open it then.
You don't need to do that.
Good idea, Dad, but you'll be wanting to drink it soon, so...
Indeed. So how about one night this week?
Brilliant. I've got a few days off.
This week? Oh, sorry. That might be a bit tricky.
Oh, what a pity. Why?
I'm going to be away for a couple of nights. Business trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, remember you said something about that. That's a shame.
Well, never mind. Next week, then.
Fine. Maybe we can discuss it when I get back.
You better consult Usha. She's the social secretary, isn't she, Amy?
Yeah.
So let's compare diaries when I get back, shall we?
I look forward to it.
Right. So, now that's settled.
All right, I'm coming. See you soon, then. Bye.
Bye. And thanks again for the wine, Carl.
My pleasure.
Oh. You know... The more I see of that young man, the more I like him.
Yes, I know you do.
And she is head over heels, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Are you all right, love? I know you've got this work thing on your mind, but...
Oh, sorry. Look, I was just thinking, would you mind if I rang Ruth? This might be a good time to get her.
Of course not. You really don't have... Oh, is that what's worrying you?
What?
Ruth. Well, Ruth and David. What was it you said?
Oh, it was Ruth. She's worried about David, you know, finding Adam like that.
And the memories it might bring back.
Yeah.
Well, I won't pry anymore. You go and have a nice long chat and I can settle down with the Sunday papers for once.
I shan't be long. I was hoping she might be free for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, good idea. Probably be easier for her to confide her worries face to face.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Monday morning tomorrow, love. Huh? How about waking up to greet the working week?
Ian.
Just a minute. Jennifer, I'll come out to you. I'm just going to talk to your mum. Back soon.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb
you. That's all right. Is Alice okay?
Yeah, I think so. She got a bit upset.
I think that was my fault. She's been so kind, trying to keep me spirits up.
Yes.
I mean, Debbie will come, won't she?
I'm sure she'll try. And of course she would if she...
Yeah.
And at least she's only in Hungary. I mean, Kate, it's... Well, it's just so far. And it would be awful if...
She didn't get here in time.
Oh, Ian. Oh, I shouldn't be talking to you like this.
I'm glad you are. We just don't know, do we? That's the worst thing. We don't know how he is.
No. He looks so peaceful.
Even that's not natural.
That's true. He was always a very restless sleeper when he was a baby. He was always throwing his blanket off.
Yeah, I know. I spent half the night getting the duvet back up off the floor. He seems to put as much energy into sleeping as he does to everything else.
Oh, yes.
To see him just lying there like that, doing nothing.
No, Ian, no. No, he's fighting. He never gives up.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah. If you'll come with me.
Yeah, of course I will.
Your mum's with me now, Adam.
Hello, darling.
We've been talking about you.
Yes. Yeah, we have. We do that a lot.
She'll be pleased to hear.
Mm.
All of us. We need you back.
Yes, we do. Oh, third time lucky.
Hi.
Oh, Debbie, at last. I've been trying to get you all morning.
I know, I'm sorry. I was in a meeting. I still am.
Oh, I see. Oh, and that's more important, of course.
How is he? Is he...
There is no change, Debbie.
Oh, Mum.
And what you don't seem to realise is that I have to come outside every time I want to try to get you.
Yes, look, I'm sorry, but I really can't talk for long now. Could I ring you back in half an hour?
Oh, well, I suppose so.
Thank you so much for coming all this way.
That's okay. Eddie's milking this afternoon, so I don't have to rush back.
Good.
I might look around the shops later. No time for that once we start silaging.
As long as I haven't totally disrupted your day.
I could tell from your voice when you rang it was something important.
It is.
So what's up?
Oh, I don't know where to start.
Just go for it.
Okay. Well, you know Amy has this new boyfriend.
Right, I'm all yours now.
Oh, good. Was your meeting really so important?
Yes, I'm afraid it was. I'm sorry.
If you could see Adam, just lying there.
Mum, and... honestly, I'm thinking about you all the time.
Oh, are you? Well, it isn't just Adam that needs you. Brian does. There is so much to do on the farm.
I realise that, truly I do, but the thing is...
Look, I need you, Debbie. Kate can't come. Alice, well, she's being wonderful, but I need you too.
It's no good trying to make me feel guilty, Mum. I can't come.
What?
I'm so sorry, I really am, but I can't get away from work this week. I just can't.
Oh, Debbie, have you heard anything I've been saying?
I know, I'm letting everyone down.
Well, it was bad enough you didn't come at the weekend.
Please try to understand.
Well, I can't. Your brother's in a coma. Brian and I are struggling on the farm, and your work's more important.
Of course it isn't. You don't know how much I want to just jump on a plane.
Why don't you?
Because my deputy's wife went into premature labour on Friday night.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I can see that makes things difficult. Yeah. But surely somebody else
Look, I spent all weekend frantically trying to find someone.
And there's really no one?
I'm afraid not. We're in the middle of some tricky negotiations with the government about land we leased from them. It needs to be settled this week. Brian knows about it.
Oh, Debbie.
I thought I'd be able to find someone else.
Oh, I see.
Mum, I couldn't feel worse about it.
It's Adam, you see, darling. I keep thinking, maybe if he just heard your voice.
Oh, don't, Mum. I only wish he could.
So that's it. That's the story.
Wow. It's a lot to take in.
You're telling me.
Must have been such a shock for you.
It was, and I was so hoping there was an innocent explanation.
And you're sure there isn't? Annabella got her facts straight.
She seemed very sure.
And she said he and his wife have been together some time.
I don't know whether that makes it better or worse.
Well, things go on within a marriage just because Annabel thinks they're an ideal couple.
I know what you're saying, but he presented himself as a single man. That's what I can't get past.
I know. And you thought he was so nice.
I did. And Alan still does. And more to the point, so does Amy.
Oh, poor Amy.
She's so happy. I can't bear to be the one to wreck it for her.
Oh, what a dilemma.
So what do you think I should do?
Well...
Oh, no. I was afraid this might happen. It's work. I'll have to take it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Give me time to think.
So, there's a lot needs doing this week. Spraying, of course. We should be walking the fields with a crop consultant to plan the final stages, but you know that. You set up the appointment, didn't you? Anyway, then we need to start getting the caravans ready for your strawberry pickers. I haven't forgotten. Alice has offered to give me a hand. She's being very... Adam? Adam, can you hear me? Adam?
Can you get a move on while the vegetables table 3's ready for their main? Jennifer?
Ian. Oh, Ian.
What's happened? Oh, God, Jennifer, what?
I saw him.
What? Well, tell me, please, tell me.
No, look, don't worry. It's good news.
What? Well, is he awake?
Oh, no, not quite, but I was talking to him and I saw his eyelids flutter and...
You saw...
Yeah, so I called the nurse and she fetched the doctor.
Yeah.
And she tried all sorts of things and then he responded.
Well, that's fantastic.
I know.
Right, look, I'm on my way.
Yes, I'll be back about 2. Bye then. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Had a lot to think about.
So?
I know a solution, but I've got a question. Have you told Alan about this?
No, I haven't.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm not sure if I can tell him now. Not until I've spoken to Amy.
Are you sure that's the right way around? I know Alan will be devastated when he finds out, but...
He will. But suppose she doesn't need telling.
What do you mean?
I've had all weekend to think about this, and of course, at first, I was sure Amy didn't know.
Yeah.
But Ruth, suppose she does. Suppose Carl hasn't been lying to her at all. Suppose Amy knows he's married.
Mum? Oh, God, Mum, what's happened?
No, darling, no, don't worry. Adam's woken up. I saw his eyelids flutter and he's... He's awake.
Oh, Mum. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
Look, I'm sorry that I wasn't very understanding before.
Oh, good Lord, that doesn't matter. Oh, and look, I will come as soon as I can.
Oh, yes, I know you will.
Just give Adam all my love, all of it.
Yes, I will.
Oh, I wish I was there to say it myself.
To her, it's the real thing, you see, Ruth.
But Amy... can't believe it.
I'm sure this is the first time she's been really, truly in love.
It can blow you away.
Yes. And she's so inexperienced.
And so happy.
Oh, don't. I just keep thinking, Ruth. Who would do that? Who could do that to their partner?
Yeah.
I mean, how can he? I could no more do that to Alan than I could fly.
No.
Ruth, I'm so sorry.
No, you're right. That's what I've been thinking about.
Oh, but surely...
Don't say it was different, what I did.
No.
You kid yourself that because you want it so much, it must be all right.
Well, that's what I mean. It might be that she knows, but that he's given her a, you know, the usual line.
My wife doesn't understand me. We lead separate lives.
Quite.
And she won't know how much you can want to deceive yourself to believe that might be true. That you're allowed to have what you want and never mind the consequences.
Oh, Ruth, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring back painful memories.
Oh, that's all right. It's just, well, I'm not in a position to cast the first stone at Amy, whatever she's done.
Well, I'm not either. It's Alan I'm worried about.
He wouldn't condemn her, his own daughter.
He'd love her and forgive her and support her, of course he would.
Well then.
But he'd be so bitterly disappointed.
Do you think so? He's so liberal in his opinions.
It wouldn't be about the sex.
Then I don't see...
But if she knew... If she went into this open-eyed, deliberately carrying on a relationship that she knew must hurt at least one other person...
Even that, Alan would forgive her.
Yeah, but he might not forgive himself. He'd think he'd failed, he'd blame himself. I know he would.
But... Oh, the more I think about it... She can't know.
Oh, probably not, but... Well, don't you see... Alan is so vulnerable where Amy is concerned. I can't take that risk. I can't talk to him until I'm sure myself.
Well, I think we'd better get you looking a bit more respectable if you're going to be awake soon. And the nurses are amazing, but I don't think you'll like what they've done to your hair. Hello, love. Adam... I'm just getting your hair back to the way you like it.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yes. Where?
You're in hospital.
Throat sore.
Now, you've been asleep for a long time. You had to have a tube to help you breathe.
Hospital? Why?
There was an accident, but you're all right now.
How long?
It's nearly 4 days. 4 days.
Go on.
No, you don't need to worry about that now. Shh. All right, just rest.
Go on. My hair. Nice.
Right, yeah. I will. There.
Ian.
Oh, Jennifer, he spoke to me.
Oh, thank God.
Mom.
Yes, darling. I'm here.
Still, look, you don't need to talk anymore.
No, I've got something you can listen to. It's on my phone. Hang on. There.
Adam, hi. It's Debbie. I'm so sorry. I can't be with you. I'll come as soon as I can, I promise. I'm so happy you've woken up. It's the best news ever. You don't know how worried we've all been. So, look, you take care of yourself. Love you loads. Bye.
Nice. Ian.
Yeah, I'm here, Adam. I'm here.
So, I think Linda's going to start rehearsing the children today.
Oh, she hasn't got long. When are they performing?
Oh, May Bank Holiday. It's a pity it couldn't be today.
Actually, May Day.
I'm sure it used to be.
Oh, of course it was.
Tracy was Queen of the May once.
Was she?
Yeah. And she was about Chelsea's age. Oh, she looked so sweet. She was such a pretty little girl. One was ever so proud.
I can imagine.
Tracy's hoping Chelsea might get picked this year. So am I, really. You know, carry on the family tradition.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Told her not to get her hopes up too high, though. Tilly Button's taking part.
Oh, they like dancing, the Button girls. Remember their Thai coconut dance at Christmas?
Yes. Oh, they're both favourites of Linda's, of course. Oh,
I'm sure she'll choose her May Queen on merit.
And I'm not sure that'll help Chelsea.
Oh, she's very pretty. Oh,
yeah, but she's not as graceful as her mum was at that age.
So is Brad going to take part too?
Oh, yeah. Anything Chelsea does, he can do better.
Well, that's good. Linda finds it difficult to find boys.
I'm not sure Brad's much of an asset.
Linda will sort him out. There. That's all the strawberry finished.
Oh, good-o.
Just the vanilla, and we're done. How's Tracy's job search going?
Well, she's seen a few. I even got to a couple of interviews. But she hasn't had any luck yet.
That's a pity.
She's getting fed up, to be honest with you.
I'm not surprised. What do you think the problem is?
She's just a bit full on.
She just needs to work on her interview technique.
Well, that's what I keep telling her. And maybe brush up on her computer skills.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And you need those for practically every job going these days.
I know. Tom's trying to teach Tony how to use this upgraded software we've got.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's one thing he can do without getting exhausted.
Yeah. So how's it going?
And then I hit this.
That's it. And there you are. All sorted.
Yeah, I can see how that works now.
Don't forget to save it.
Oh, yes. Thanks for going through it with me.
You've got the feel for it now.
I am sorry about the milking, though. I feel like I'm letting you down.
No, don't be silly. We don't want you getting ill again. That won't help anyone.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
It's obvious that, for the time being, I'll have to be out on the farm more and you'll have to be in here more.
Yeah.
And if you carry on like you have this morning, that's not going to be a problem at all.
I hope not.
So, I'll get on and you can do the rest of these orders.
Oh,
OK.
Do you think you could run through it with me one more time?
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it was so lovely when we arrived this morning and he wasn't in ICU.
I bet.
And he did manage a few more words than yesterday.
Yeah, but even something approaching a sentence.
Yeah. His throat still seems very sore.
Well, look, it's bound to take time.
Yeah, I know.
No, look, you can't expect everything to improve magically overnight.
It's just so wonderful when he woke up yesterday. I suppose I thought it was all over. Oh, silly, I know.
No, darling, you've been under a lot of stress, and there was bound to be a reaction.
Yes.
The important thing is he's awake, still.
Oh, just about. He didn't manage to say much to us before he dozed off again.
Well, gave us time to get a coffee.
Oh, Brian.
No, look, I'm just saying, he's bound to be tired still.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You really mustn't worry. Every time he drops off, he's lapsing back into unconsciousness.
No.
He's going to be fine, Jenny.
Do you really think so?
Of course. Look, he's made a big step in the right direction.
But there might be other damage. I mean, something that doesn't show up for a while.
You're thinking when I got epilepsy, aren't you?
Well, of course I am.
Yeah, but just because it happened to me, there's absolutely no reason to think it's going to happen to Adam.
Well, not the same thing, of course, but mean, with something like this, you can never be quite sure.
Darling, you know the doctors are very pleased with him.
Yes.
And yesterday you'd have given anything just for him to be awake again.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you're going to dredge up memories of my accidents, well, remember how long it took me to get back to full strength.
I remember how frustrated you got.
Yeah, well, look at me now, running the farm single-handed. Not to mention the BL board.
Yes. Oh, well, it's silly for me to worry about something that may never happen.
Absolutely. Now, I'd better get off, because I've got to meet the consultants to finalise the tender documents for the dairy.
Yeah, well, I haven't forgotten.
Are you going to be back home for lunch?
Yeah, but I'll stay with Adam a little bit longer. He may wake up again.
I'm sure he will.
So, is Jennifer very disappointed then?
Oh, yes. She really thought Debbie would have been over by now. And they're very busy.
Mm. They must be. Look what happened to you when Tony had his heart attack.
We're still struggling to cope. Mm.
Doesn't sound like Adam's liable to be back any time soon either.
No. I wish I thought that would stop Brian pressing ahead with the big dairy, but I don't suppose it will.
Oh, I thought that was all settled now.
No, not by a long chalk.
Oh. So you and the other protesters aren't going to give up your campaign?
Well, we're meeting this week to discuss our options.
Oh, is there much you can do? I mean, now it's got planning permission.
Oh, we can investigate whether it's possible for us to appeal against that for a start.
Well, do you think you'd have any grounds?
I don't know. That's what we need to find out.
Oh, dear. Thought it was all sorted. Oh,
there are still very strong feelings around.
Yes.
I appreciate you and Neil are in a difficult position.
Oh, we are.
Of course, you're running the shop and I know you want to appear neutral.
Well, it isn't just that, Pat. We've got family connections to the Aldridges now.
So have I.
Well, I have to be very careful. I mean, I wouldn't want to embarrass Christopher. He and Alice are all for the dairy plans anyway.
Are they now?
So, what are you going to do?
Well, ask Hattie from Bath.
Bath?
Borchester against factory farming.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll ask her to take advice about this from their planning consultant.
See.
Then we'll know which way the land lies. Any coffee going? Yeah, in the pot. You in need of caffeine after your software lesson with Dad?
No, no. He's coming along nicely.
Oh, that's good.
It is. I really need to get on with clearing the silage clump, though, as he's just reminded me.
Oh, it does need sorting. We're silaging next month.
So, you've left him to fly solo, have you?
I think he'll be all right. He seemed to be quite happy when I left him.
Oh, that was delicious, darling.
Only boring old quiche and a salad.
Oh, homemade quiche with a proper salad dressing. Makes a nice change from sandwiches at the hospital.
Oh, they weren't that bad.
Not the first couple of times. No, it just feels like things are getting back to normal.
Oh, I hope so.
You seem a lot happier about Adam than you were this morning.
He did seem refreshed by his nap when I got back to him.
And talking more clearly?
Yes, whole sentences making good sense. Oh, darling, it's such a relief.
Ah, he's coming on then.
He is. And they gave him some water.
Oh, I bet he enjoyed that. You're all so thirsty in hospital.
He could only sip it through a straw, though. But tomorrow they say that he can have a cup of tea.
You see, what did I tell you? Slow but sure.
I know. Anyway, how was your morning? He didn't really say.
Oh, not much to say. The consultants seem to think they can have the tender ready by the end of the week.
That's quick.
Well, what they had already doesn't need much work, but they just have to revise the specifications to fit in with the Environment Agency's new requirements.
Good.
Anyway, now we've got planning permission, the pressure's off a bit.
Just as well. You're going to have enough to do on the farm.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I mean, realistically, we'll have to get someone in. Adam won't be back at work for a while.
And I don't want him rushing it, like you tried to.
No, that wouldn't be wise.
And I don't want you exhausting yourself, either.
No, neither do I.
So, have you got anyone in mind, then?
Well, I'm going to contact Felbersham University, see if they've got anyone there they can recommend.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I need to work out what I'm going to do about getting those caravans ready.
Oh, yes, yes. Adam will want to know that his precious strawberry pickers are being well looked after.
Oh.
It's probably the first thing he'll ask when he fully regains the power of speech.
Dad? Oh, good. Right, let's just have a quick look. Well, they're not there. Let's try... Oh, Dad, what have you done this time?
What's this? Checking up on me, are you?
No, I just wondered how far you'd got.
Oh, I've finished.
Both the orders?
Oh, yes.
Only, well, I can find the one we worked on together, but I can't see the other one.
Oh, you're probably looking in the wrong file. Here, let me... Well, it should be there.
Try the history.
Right. Oh, that's not right. That's just the early version. I did a lot more work than that.
And you did save it?
Yeah, well, of course I... Oh, no.
You didn't?
I can't remember. I'd just got it all finished, and your mum said lunch was ready. Oh, no. You mean I did all that work for nothing?
Not nothing. It's all good practice.
Oh, not much use if I lose the whole thing. I'm just a dinosaur, aren't I? With about as much brain.
Don't be silly. You were doing so well this morning.
Oh, yes. Then I go and make a stupid mistake like that.
We all make mistakes.
Oh, dear.
Dad, we all have our areas of expertise. Look how often I have to ask you about the livestock.
Yeah, well, maybe I should stick to what I know. If I can forget something that obvious...
Well, I bet you never do it again. And we can alter the automatic settings to save more frequently.
Well, how pathetic would that be?
Not pathetic at all. It's what technology's for. To help you. Come on, don't give up, Dad. Please.
So how's your salad?
Delicious. This place is a find.
Isn't it?
I didn't even realise it was here. Food's lovely.
It's so quiet and secluded. You can hear yourself think.
A bit different from Jack, certainly. No chance of Usha embarrassing us here.
No. Privacy has its advantages.
Mm. Oh, Carl, what was that for?
Looking so beautiful.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
Only the beautiful ones. It's been a bit of a shock for Usha coming across us like that.
Yeah, she was a bit taken aback.
But she's over it now.
Oh, yeah. Your charm has certainly worked on her.
You think so?
Yeah, they've invited you for a meal, and that's a big deal for Usha.
She doesn't need to do anything special. I'm looking forward to it anyway.
So is Dad. He really wants to get to know you better. It's a pity you couldn't come this week.
I know.
Where is it you're going?
Bristol.
Never been there. Isn't that silly?
It's lovely. The waterfront's amazing.
I suppose you're staying in a posh hotel.
Only the best for our company.
But wall-to-wall meetings during the day?
No, actually, I should have quite a bit of free time.
Oh, so you're not going to be too busy?
No, lucky me. You can think of me lounging in the spa while you're delivering babies.
Aww. I could be lounging in there with you.
What?
I've got time off this week. I swapped some shifts.
Did you? Well, that would be lovely, of course, but I'm going straight back home to pack after this. I have to be there tonight.
That's all right. It wouldn't take me long to pack.
I don't.
Oh, Carl, please, let me come with you. I won't interfere with your work, I promise.
It might be a bit boring.
No, there must be lots to do in Bristol. I can amuse myself while you're busy.
Well...
We're two whole days together. Think of that. In a luxury hotel. Two whole nights.
I don't know. I'd have to make some phone calls.
Make them then. Oh, it'd be so perfect. Let me come with you. Please. Is that all you're having?
It's all I got time for, I'm afraid. That funeral went on longer than expected, and I'm due at the Laurels this afternoon.
I don't know. I make a special effort to come home for lunch and spend some time with my family, and I end up eating alone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was only teasing. I was hoping Amy might be here as well.
No, she's having lunch with Carl. I'm afraid we come a poor second.
Do you know she'll be back after that?
Well, I think so. He'll have to work, even if she doesn't.
That's true.
She could keep you company for afternoon tea, perhaps.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Although it is the Fete committee meeting tonight, and we'll be eating early.
Yes, I hadn't forgotten.
So don't go overboard on the cucumber sandwiches.
I shan't. It would just be nice for us to have a bit of quality time together.
It's a good turnout, isn't it?
Yes, I don't know how she does it. All those children.
I thought I might see Lily and Freddie.
Oh, they're too old for this. It's the Loxley Barrett primary children, mainly.
Well, Elizabeth must be very busy with the build-up to the bank holiday.
Yes. She and Roy have got to go to London on Thursday. The annual trade and press tasting for the English wine producers.
Heavens, what a mouthful. Still, if there's some wine tasting involved... Oh, dear. He's a bit of a handful, isn't he?
I think he's just a bit over-enthusiastic.
He didn't really mean to strangle Tilly Button in her own ribbon.
He just got confused. Linda will sort him out.
I know it's very politically correct and everything, having gender equality, but I'm not sure that boys of that age are natural maypole dancers.
Maybe not.
Though, as it originally started off as a fertility rite...
We've come a long way since then.
It might have been all male, like the Morris men. I shall have to look it up.
Don't tell Linda. I don't think you're going to find any more Billy Elliots by next Monday.
Oh, George is doing very well.
George likes anything with an audience, bless him. He's coming round on Slug Patrol again after this.
How's that going?
He's very ingenious. Looked it all up on the internet and he had me putting out my grapefruit rinds from breakfast so the slugs could collect under them.
Heavens, did that work?
Yes. He had great fun squashing them. And then he sank some containers and put petroleum jelly up the sides so they couldn't crawl out.
That's a bit unsporting.
Well, I don't mind.
Well,
as long as it keeps the slugs off my plants, horrid things.
Oh, you heard the good news. Borchester Land have agreed to gift us that bit of wasteland to use as a field in trust.
Yes, I'm very pleased.
I just need to send off the nomination form.
Oh, always paperwork, isn't there? Though things really do seem to be coming together.
They do.
And the parish council's done sterling work, getting all the posters up and advertising the events.
Yes, we all pulled together on that one.
I'm particularly looking forward to the Jubilee picnic lunch on the green. It'll bring back lots of happy memories for me.
Afternoon, Jim. Jill. Oh.
Hello, Linda. It seems to be going really well.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're getting there.
Taking a well-deserved break from your labours?
Well, the children needed a breather.
Oh, dear.
Thank you. Sorry. And I just wanted to ask if you'd both be at the Village Fete committee meeting tonight.
Yes, I'm coming.
Me too. I've made a list of the usual stalls and events, so we've got something to start from.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Jill. That's very helpful.
I'm afraid I haven't been as proactive. I have tried to come up with a big idea, a theme for the whole thing, but I haven't got very far.
Me neither.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. I've found something that I think will fit the bill very nicely.
Oh, hi, Usha.
Amy. Oh, good. I was hoping you'd be back.
Heavens, what a spread. Are you expecting someone special?
Yes, you. I thought it would make a nice change to have a proper afternoon tea together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I seem to keep missing you lately. I thought we could have a nice leisurely chat.
Oh, Usha, that would have been lovely, but I'm afraid I won't have time. I'm not stopping.
You're not?
No, this is just a flying visit. I've only come home to pack.
To pack?
Yeah. Carl and I are going to...
Here's a hold on, Amy. Oh, afternoon, Usha. I didn't realise you'd be here.
Nor me, you.
Lovely to see you. All a bit of a whirlwind, I know, but that's Amy for you.
Look, Usha's done this lovely tea just for me, and I shan't have time to eat it.
Maybe we could take a piece of cake to eat in the car. I'm sorry, Usha, but we do need to get on. I have to be in Bristol for an early evening meeting.
You're going to Bristol?
Sorry, haven't explained, have I?
She talked me into taking her with me.
Oh, I see.
You didn't take much persuading.
You didn't leave me that much choice.
So he's come to help me pack. Then we'll be on our way.
She assures me it won't take long, though from the size of the holdall she's borrowed.
Oh, I don't want to let you down. I'm taking plenty of clothes. It's a really nice hotel, Usha.
Only the best for Amy.
It was booked before you knew I was coming.
All right, only the best for me. But we really do need to get on.
Of course, yeah. So, Usha, could you explain to Dad?
I'll try.
Just think, Carl, while we're swanking it up in our penthouse suite...
I don't think I said anything about a suite, let alone a penthouse.
Poor Dad Anusha will be trying to decide who's going to run the White Elephant stall. Aren't we the lucky ones?
Well, Haley's given us a lot to think about with her suggestion.
I don't think that would work.
It might.
And I've had an idea for our theme myself, so unless anyone else has got anything to offer...
Yes, I have.
Oh, good, good, let's hear it.
Here we go.
Thank you. Well, I happened to be consulting the Community Games website as part of the Cultural Olympiad.
As you do.
Hush, Jim, be good. And I was particularly interested...
That's a coincidence, Linda. That's what I was going to talk about. Village Games in the spirit of the Olympic movement.
Well, sounds promising if you both like it.
Yes, don't you think so, Usha?
What? Oh, yes.
Sorry, hold on a moment. As I was trying to say, I was more drawn to the cultural events side of it. I think games might be a little problematical and...
Well, we'd have to work out where we were going to hold them.
Well, I wasn't thinking about the practicalities, Alan. It's more the principle.
We could have them on our field in trust. Oh. That would be great.
Yes, it would.
We could have an opening and closing ceremony, too.
Well, I did have some ideas about those.
What? Do tell us.
Well, the original games always included an extensive programme of artistic and spiritual events. And
of course, we need someone to organise it.
Kenton might do it. He likes that kind of thing.
What an excellent suggestion. I'm sure he'd have some fun ideas.
Well, he made a big difference to the single wicket.
I'll ask him. What kind of games do we have in mind?
Are we actually talking about serious sporting events?
No, we're not. That's the point I was trying to make.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. We've got rather carried away. Do go on.
I don't think serious competitive games are appropriate for a community event. They simply aren't everybody's cup of tea.
Why not?
Well, they're hardly inclusive, are they, if they're reliant on a person's age or fitness?
Ah, I see what you mean.
We could get round that. Have events for different age groups. Even for us oldies.
Linda's right, though. We would need them to be inclusive.
It's difficult to think of any game without some sort of competitive edge.
Quite.
Well, what do you think, love?
Well, if we don't want competition, maybe we should listen to Linda.
Exactly. Thank you, Usha. That is exactly why we should concentrate on the cultural side. Now, if I could just outline a few ideas, I think you'll find...
Surely anything connected with the Olympics is about excellence, though. Yeah.
Excellence is not confined to mere sporting prowess, Jim.
They had play festivals, didn't they, in ancient Greece?
Yes, and in the original Olympics, I believe. Though even those were competitive.
More like the Oscars.
Sort of. Best playwright, best actor.
It's hardly relevant.
Better than the Romans. I'm afraid their games usually ended up with a few Christians being thrown to the lions.
And I don't suppose Alan would be very keen on that.
No, his congregation's small enough as it is. Then there were the gladiators fighting to the death. Now, there's competitiveness for you, Linda.
Thank goodness the Olympics were Greek, then.
They used to have a sacred truce, you know.
Did they?
All the city-states stopped fighting while the games were on. Before, even, so the athletes could train.
Now, that is an idea, Linda.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could work towards that?
I wasn't expecting that, or rather heated.
Ah. You were quiet, though. You're not feeling well?
Bit of a headache.
It's a pity Ruth couldn't come. You usually spark ideas off each other.
I wish she'd been here.
You can tell her all about it when you see her.
Yeah. I'll certainly have a lot to say.
Wasn't that amazing? I think that was the best meal I've ever eaten.
And I was eating it with the prettiest girl in the room.
Listen to you.
I was. All the men were green with envy. It was very satisfying.
I wouldn't know. I've only got eyes for you. I'm so happy.
So am I. I'm glad you came.
I knew you would be. I just want to enjoy every second of this.
You're with the right guy, then. That's my motto. Enjoy today. Let tomorrow take care of itself.
No, Scruff, leave that. That's a good boy.
He's an inquisitive dog, isn't he?
Well, that's because he's very intelligent.
Thanks for coming out with me, Jim. It's nice to have a companion.
I didn't want you to feel there was any bad feeling between us.
Oh, we've thrashed all that out, haven't we?
I think so. Sport versus the arts. It's an interesting debate.
Yes, well, nothing's been decided yet.
Yes, we've got a couple of weeks to mull it over before the next meeting.
That'll give everyone a chance to think about what we really want to do for the good of everyone.
Yes, and the fete isn't until the end of July, so...
Scruff! Not too far.
You must have seen something.
A squirrel, probably. He still finds them very exciting.
There should be plenty of things to keep him busy in that copse.
Yes, we should be turning back soon. It's nearly lunchtime.
I was thinking, if Kenton does agree to get involved with the games, maybe he might bring Jolene with him.
Well, maybe.
Oh, she should have some good ideas. Isn't she usually on the fete committee anyway? She does the beer tent.
Yes, but I'm afraid I'm not in her good books at the moment. Scruff!
Oh, dear. Why's that?
Well, now Leonie and James have split up, their book's not going to be published.
Well, that's hardly your fault.
I know. It's guilt by association. Where are you, Scruff?
And why does Jolene care anyway?
She went to all that trouble to get her regulars to make those ridiculous bull's horns.
Oh, yes, of course, for the aerial photograph. Oh, all those rehearsals.
Right. Now all her effort's been wasted.
Well, maybe not. Perhaps she could incorporate it into our opening or closing ceremonies for the community games.
Well, that wasn't quite what I had in mind, but... Oh, dear.
Good heavens, do you think Scruff has found a particularly large squirrel?
I'd better go and see. Scruff! Scruff! Come here, boy! Scruff! Where are you? Here, boy! Come on!
Are you all right, Linda?
I can hear him, but I can't see him. Scruff! Oh, oh my goodness. Oh, what have you seen? Oh, no. Oh, heavens.
Oh. Linda?
It's all right. I'm coming. Come on, Scruff. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, Jim. Oh, poor Scruff. What a fright you have.
Is he all right?
Well, I don't know. I think so. Let's have a look at you. Oh, there's a good boy.
Did you see what it was?
No, not clearly. But I caught sight of something running off.
An animal?
Yes.
What kind?
Well, I'm not sure. But I tell you this, Jim. It was bigger than a squirrel.
Going away with Carl. That's an interesting development.
That's one way of looking at it.
But it clears one thing up for you. She can't know he's married Usha, surely, if she suggested an impromptu holiday.
Yeah, I know. But, well, how can he keep a whole other life from her when things are getting so serious between them?
If people trust you, they believe you. I'm afraid it's really easy to lie to them.
Yes.
Is that what's making you uncertain?
A little. But it's more... She's so happy, Ruth.
And you don't think she could be if she knew?
I don't think she could be so open about it. I mean, surely she would feel some... shame.
It depends. You don't know what he's told her.
Oh. Every time I think I've made up my mind, I change it.
And what's Carl up to in all this, do you think?
How do you mean?
Well, has he genuinely fallen for Amy, or is he just stringing her along?
I have no idea. How can I possibly tell? He's such a brilliant liar.
I like this place. Good choice.
Do you think so? Spent most of the morning researching.
Sounds a bit dull.
No. It was fun walking around the waterfront.
Well, your hard work paid off.
Yeah, I wanted to find somewhere that would live up to the hotel.
And that really took all your morning?
Well, I managed to pop into the art gallery. That was good too.
Art gallery, huh? Well, well, well.
Oh, I've hidden depths. I'm not just a pretty face.
So I'm learning.
Anyway, how was your morning? Did your meeting go well?
It did. So well, in fact, that I've got the rest of the day free.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So, what would you like to do after lunch?
Oh, I don't know.
We spent so much time by the river, maybe we should take a trip on it.
Maybe.
Or... it's such a beautiful day, we could just go for a walk.
Yeah, lovely.
Sounds like a plan. And then we can go and find a bar tonight.
If you like. Oh, I just want us to spend every moment together. Such a treat.
I know.
Shame we've got to go back and be separated again, though.
Not till tomorrow morning. Let's seize the day. Now, where's that wine list?
One thing keeps nagging at me. Do you think Carl came on Sunday to check up on me?
To see if you'd realised?
It seemed to me that's what he was doing, but maybe I only thought that because I did know.
I don't think he does know you've found out.
Don't you? Why not?
Because if you had, you'd have told Amy and Alan.
Oh, Lord, I wish I'd been able to.
Carl doesn't know how difficult it's been for you. All he knows for sure is that you haven't told Amy.
Well, yes, it would have been obvious if I had.
And it doesn't look like you've told Alan.
Or he wouldn't be inviting him round to eat.
Exactly.
Oh, it's awful. It makes me feel as if I'm his accomplice, keeping his secret for him. Oh, I can't bear it.
Then you've got to talk to Alan.
Ruth, I wish it was that simple.
You have, for your own sake.
I'm telling you, Jim, it was a big cat.
Oh, Linda, really? Bigger than a squirrel was all you said. You can't possibly have got a very good look.
I could see how big it was, and it was the size of a cheetah, or perhaps a small lioness.
And what would a cheetah, or perhaps a small lioness, be doing in Hayden Wood? This isn't the African veldt.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's escaped.
Where from? Manorfield Close?
People do keep exotic pets illegally, you know.
In Ambridge?
In Borsetshire. Well, why not? There are reported sightings of big cats in other parts of the country.
That's a rural myth.
No, it's not. There are photographs.
And, of course, those can't be faked. There's never any real evidence.
But why would people make it up?
We like to believe in monsters. It's an age-old human desire. Look at the Greek myths.
I know what I saw.
Britain is very short of real wild animals. If we reintroduced bears and wolves, these big cat stories would soon stop.
All right. What do you think it was, then?
Well, I'm not as au fait with the local fauna as you, but I imagine it was a fox.
A fox? Oh, that's ridiculous. It was much too big for a fox.
Well, perhaps they're getting bigger. We are. Oh, dear. Perhaps it was an obese urban fox come for a rest cure with its country cousins.
Now you're just being silly. Scruff wouldn't have been scared of a fox. The fox would have been scared of him.
Well, perhaps it was a very nasty fox. They don't have a very good reputation in fairy stories.
Yes, well, Jim, if you're not going to take me seriously...
All right. If it was a big cat, why didn't it roar? All we heard was Scruff barking.
I thought I heard something snuffling.
Mystery solved. Must have been a giant hedgehog. Even the little ones sound like asthmatics.
Jim, it wasn't any animal Scruff had even seen before. He was terrified.
I'd be scared of a giant hedgehog.
Oh. You can mock me all you like, Jim, but you won't change my mind. Ambridge has got its own big cat. I'm sure of it.
I've taken up all your time and I haven't even asked you how you are.
Oh, I'm fine. Now we're moving towards autumn carving. I'm much happier.
Good. After all that stress. Is Pip still doing the milking at Bridge Farm?
Yeah, a couple of mornings a week. Looks like she'll be doing it for the foreseeable future.
I suppose it will take Tony time to recover.
Seems like it. Still, Pip's very happy to carry on as long as they want her.
She really doesn't mind having to get up that early.
Not if someone's paying her. She's been shopping for new clothes with Izzy already. Oh, to be that age again, eh?
I don't know.
You may be right. But I do love having a daughter so I can live through it all over again. All the pleasure and none of the pain.
Pip's very happy at the moment, though, isn't she?
I'm proud of her. She's on the right track, I think. And she and Spencer... Well, he's very level-headed and he loves her to bits.
It must be great.
I'm sorry.
These last 12 months, Amy has really felt like my daughter. Until all this happened, she was just like Pip, happy and loving her work. She's had her ups and downs, of course.
Of course.
But through those times, we've been really close.
You will be again.
I hope so. And David's got over finding Adam.
Oh, yeah. That was me overreacting, I'm afraid.
Well, understandably. Adam seems to be on the mend.
Yeah, it's all good news.
Well, that's nice to hear.
I'm fine, Usha. No terrible moral dilemmas for me.
It isn't as bad as that.
It is. I can see what a toll this has taken on you.
But I don't see what else I could have done.
You know what you can do now.
Yes.
Tell Amy or Alan as soon as you can.
This is the life, eh? I wish every day could be like this.
All treats.
Why not? Well, as many as possible anyway. That's my aim in life.
We couldn't be always having days like today. Not realistically.
That's right. Bring me back down to earth. Always the practical one.
But, well, we could do something that would make us happy every day.
Happier than we are now?
Yeah. I could move in with you.
What?
I could move in with you.
Wow. Where did that come from?
From us having such a good time here.
I see. Well, that's true, we are.
We could do it all the time. Wake up together, have breakfast together. I mean, that's been the best bit for me. We could do that every day.
We could.
It seems like the next logical step.
It's a big one.
Why? There's room in your flat. There's easily room for two. And I love being in Felpersham. And it's much more convenient for my work.
Always the practical one.
You know those aren't the real reasons. I just want to be with you. All the time. And I know you want that too.
I hope you don't mind me ringing so early.
No, no, of course not. That's fine. I've got the morning off, actually.
Oh, great. And how is he?
Yeah, he's getting there. He's seen the physio and the occupational therapist.
Good.
And they're very pleased with his progress.
Oh, good.
He's still getting dizzy when he stands up.
Is he?
Yeah. It's very disconcerting, but apparently it's quite normal.
Really?
Yeah, your natural sense of balance has to recover, they said.
Oh, it's not a sign of any lasting brain damage.
No. That's what's been worrying me. He's getting these headaches.
Still?
Yeah, I keep going on about them, but everybody seems to think that's normal too.
Right.
So, I'm just hoping they're right.
Well, he did get bashed on the head.
He did.
Mm. Are they giving him something for the pain?
Well, nothing huge. They don't want to sedate him again.
Well, yeah, I can see that. It's bound to take time to recover, Ian. I suppose we're all just a bit too impatient.
Adam certainly is.
I can imagine. He's always regarded illness of any kind as some sort of personal failing.
He's finding it very challenging being in one place all the time.
I suppose if he's getting these headaches, he can't read much, do crosswords, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's never been exactly Adam's scene, has it?
No. He's a man of action. He'd always rather be outside.
I mean, I've told him he's a lot luckier than some people in there.
Yeah.
He's getting lots of visitors. Caroline and Oliver came yesterday.
Oh, that was nice of him. Huh. And how are you, Ian? Are you coping okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. So long as he keeps on getting better.
And are you still managing to get in to see him?
Yeah, of course. I've been up there every day. Caroline's been brilliant about giving me time off.
Oh, of course she has.
I'm going in this morning. The police are coming.
Really? The doctors think he's up to it?
Yeah. Plus, Adam's been badgering the nurses to let him see them practically since he regained consciousness.
He's getting back to his old self. I suppose he wants them to let him go home as well.
Yeah. And so do I.
Have they given him any idea when that might be?
Well, today, possibly.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Depends on what they say.
Today? That'd be brilliant.
Well, I've told Adam not to get his hopes up too much.
Oh, it'd be fantastic timing if it happened, though.
How do you mean?
Well, I didn't just ring you up to see how Adam was.
No?
Looks better. That's one wall done.
Oh, I don't know what the pig has put down on this table, but it certainly stuck.
Oh, how did we miss that when we shut the caravans down for the winter?
I must have got distracted.
Yeah. Oh, darling, thank you so much for helping me with this.
Oh, it's all right.
And I know you're taking time off to do it.
Well, my project will keep.
Well, I don't want you neglecting your work.
I won't. I wanted to do something practical to give you and Dad a hand.
Well, it's much appreciated.
I still don't see why we had to get started on it quite so early,
oh,
but...
it's not that early.
It is for me.
I'm going up to the hospital this morning.
Oh, yeah. Adam's being interviewed, isn't he?
Yes, and I'd like to be there, so I'd better get on. And it would be good if we could finish this caravan at least.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, darling, just check the cooker in case I missed it as well.
Oh, OK. No, it's fine. I'll give it a wipe over, though.
Ah.
You shouldn't worry about Adam too much, you know, Mum. He's making amazing progress.
I know, and when you think of how he was this time last week...
Yeah, exactly.
We've got a lot to be thankful for.
And you and Dad are keeping the farm going.
Mm. Even if it does mean your father was out on a tractor at the crack of dawn.
Oh, he likes it. You know, if there's anything else you want me to do, you've only to say.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Well, I could get started on the next caravan.
Really? Well, that will be so much help.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
I'll give you the keys. Now, are you sure there isn't anything else you should be doing?
No. I was supposed to be having lunch with Amy.
Oh, well, you mustn't cancel that.
No, no, it all fell through. Carl's whisked her away for a few days.
Carl? Oh, is that the new boyfriend?
Yeah. Well, not so new now, I suppose.
They've gone away together.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a business trip, but obviously Carl felt he could fit in a little... pleasure as well.
Don't you actually like him, then?
Well, I don't really know him. Amy does, though. She's really fallen this time.
And you haven't been out as a foursome, then?
Oh, heavens no. They're one of these intense couples, only eyes for each other, you know.
Oh, it's rather sweet, isn't it? Mm. It's quite usual in those early days of a relationship.
Yeah, I suppose so. Just seems a bit exclusive.
I can do a good fry-up, you know, veggie or not.
I'm sure you can. Good as this one?
Maybe. If I moved into your place, I could cook you breakfast every day.
Well, it's a great idea, but there's a lot to think about.
I know, all the advantages. It'd be fantastic. I could meet your family.
Indeed.
Your grandmother.
Oh, yes.
I could come with you to visit at weekends. Must be a bit of a strain on you, always having to do it by yourself.
No, not really.
She sounds... so interesting. I can't wait to meet her.
And she'd love to meet you, but you need to think it through. For a start, do you really want to move out of a lovely big vicarage into my tiny flat?
It's not that small.
It is. It's a bachelor pad. You wouldn't have much room to spread yourself.
Cosy. We'd just be cosy.
Maybe so. I just don't think you should rush into it.
Don't you?
It's a lovely idea, and I can think of lots of advantages, but there would be disadvantages too.
Maybe we could think about finding somewhere bigger then.
Well, that's not impossible, of course.
We could afford something nice between us. Choose it together, decide how we'd furnish it.
You know what, beautiful Amy?
What?
I'm just wondering if this is the right time.
You think this is too fast? But why? I love you. You love me. Why wait?
They were nice enough.
Just a pity I couldn't remember more.
Well, I think they were expecting that. I mean, they must be used to it in cases like these.
I suppose. Oh, it's been a frustrating morning.
I did tell you not to get your hopes up.
I know, it just seems so silly.
No, it doesn't. It means they're taking care of you.
See how I am over the weekend and then we'll decide.
They just want to be sure you're going to be able to cope.
I know.
The last thing you want is to go home and then be sent back here. You'll just have to be patient.
Till Monday.
Hello, darling.
Mum, wasn't expecting you.
Morning, Jennifer.
Oh, I left Alice cleaning the caravans.
Isn't she a star?
Good for her.
So, how did you get on with the police then?
I didn't have much to tell them.
Their questioning didn't bring back many memories.
Oh, right.
It's so frustrating.
We're just a bit fed up.
Don't call me we.
Oh.
Look, I meant both of us. It doesn't look like Adam's going to be coming home today after all.
Oh, well, that's a pity. But if you're not ready...
It's going to be Monday now.
If he's managed to trip to the hospital coffee shop, they'll let him go home.
Oh, well, it'll give you more time to rest and get your strength up.
I could do that at home.
Would a surprise visitor cheer you up?
Depends who it is.
Debbie?
Debbie? Debbie's coming?
Yeah, but only for the weekend, I'm afraid.
Oh, but how do you know?
She rang me this morning.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Oh, I'm glad she's finally got herself sorted out.
Yes, I'd like to see her.
And she'll be glad to see you too. Oh,
yes. You know, she's been so worried about you, darling.
So, you know, maybe you could try and cheer up a bit.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Amy. I wasn't expecting to hear from you yet.
Is this a good time?
Oh, brilliant. I'm cleaning one of the caravans, so any excuse to stop.
I just got back home and I wanted to tell you everything.
Oh, well, sounds promising.
Oh, Alice, I've had such a wonderful time.
Mm, the hotel lived up to expectations?
Yeah, beyond my wildest dreams. The food, the room. We even had a jacuzzi.
Oh, fabulous. You didn't get bored when Carl was working?
Oh, no, no. Yesterday we had the whole afternoon off. We walked across the suspension bridge holding hands. It was so romantic.
I can imagine.
That was the best thing of all, just being together. So, we've decided to make it permanent.
What?
Yeah. I wanted you to be the first to know. Looks like I'm going to be moving in with him.
Oh, right. So, I thought I was getting an invitation to the wedding.
No. Well, not yet, anyway.
Oh, he's a fast worker. It's a big step, Amy.
We just want to be together all the time.
And he was cool with it?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a bit worried I might find the flat a bit cramped, but as if I'd care.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't.
But when he dropped me off just now...
He did propose?
No. He gave me the most amazing kiss.
Oh, please, spare me the gory details.
I just meant... Oh, I can't describe it. It was like we were entering a new phase.
Well, I'm really happy for you. I know how much you like him.
Oh, sorry, that's my mobile. Just let me... Oh, it's Carl.
Well, he is keen. You better answer it then.
Carl, can't believe you're ringing so soon.
I needed to speak to you.
Missing me already? I am you.
There's something I need to say to you, and the sooner I do, the better.
All right. You sound very serious.
I am. Amy, you're a lovely girl, and we've had a lot of fun together.
I know. You didn't need to ring to tell me that. Though it's nice to hear.
These past few days, they've been very special to me. I hope you can believe that.
Of course I can. They were special for me too. And that's just the start of...
No, it's not. It isn't the start of anything.
Not the start? I don't understand.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But it's clear to me you want something I just can't give you.
What? Is this about me moving in with you?
Partly, but it's bigger than that.
Well, if you think it's too soon, I'm sorry. It doesn't have to happen yet. I can wait.
But it's what you want to happen, isn't it? Sometime.
Yeah, of course. And you do too, don't you?
No. No, I'm sorry, Amy, I don't.
But I thought... What are you saying?
I can't give you the kind of commitment you deserve. I'm sorry, Amy. It's over.